This is Jesse Gilmore with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Over the last 2 weeks, temperatures fell below freezing twice overnight, which causes problems for fruit and vegetable production. Freezing damage severity depends on the timing of the growth. In fruit trees, species with early flowers are more susceptible to frost and freezing damage. Peaches, nectarines, and apricots are early flowerers, and if late freezes kill off flowers, there will be no fruit for the growing season. In order for loss to occur, the flower buds must swell or open by the time of the freeze. Unopened flower buds still have the potential to produce fruit, but yield will be significantly reduced. Even with no fruit, care for the tree will encourage growth for the next year. Select late flowering cultivars of new fruit trees to reduce the chance of late freeze damage. Vegetable damage depends on the season of growth and cultural practices. Cool season vegetables such as potatoes, onions, spinach, and kale will survive freezing temperatures with little to no damage. Warm season vegetables such as tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, and okra will be killed by freezing temperatures. Perennial vegetables like asparagus and rhubarb may die back to the ground, but should reemerge when soil temperatures rise. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office or call me at 620-724-8233 or email me at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report.